Welcome back here on Katy Country 94 on the Sports Ticket. Dusty Don is joined now by the three-time state champion head coach of the Lakeside Knights, Corey Booker. Coach, another outstanding day for your team on Monday at the Sand Green State meet there in Leonardville, Riley County hosting it this year. You win it by 25 strokes over St. John's, and I know talking with you earlier on Monday that you knew that would be probably your biggest competition again, and you guys got the win. Jace Cunningham is your individual state champion, 69, three strokes ahead of Taryn Winkle with a 72. All your guys finished in the top eight, all five of them. Just overall, how do you feel about the way the kids golfed there on Monday and getting another state title?
I felt really good. Obviously, you know, winning the state title is the kind of the frosting on the cake, so to speak. But I felt really good about how our chances were. You know, you just have to golf well. St. John's had been pushing us all year. Taryn got off to kind of a rocky start and then was able to kind of put it together for the second round. But usually if you're finishing one and two, you got a pretty good chance to win it all. And I was real proud of the kids. They battled and worked very hard. And a 299 is a pretty good team score, I felt like. Going in, if we shot under 300, we'd probably win it.
When you look at this, and like I said, it's a three-peat for you, but how exciting is it to have, like, different guys doing it? Because this is not the same group that won the last 2 years for you, and you've had some guys last year that were probably good enough that couldn't do it last year. So how big is it to have these different characters to be able to have their shot and their glory?
It's awesome. It's fun to see the kids do well. You know, last year we lost three seniors. And so you got to replace three guys, but a new, you know, like we talked about before, new coming in, that we had several that were could have been on the team last year that weren't there just because of the numbers issue and what we can play. So it's very rewarding to see the kids be successful and do as well as they do.
I don't always, you know, want to single people out, but Jace did win the individual championship. What do you see from Jace here on the backside of the season? Because he really came on strong here at the end.
He was doing well, and Jace would tell you, and his iron game really stepped up towards the back half of the year. And on any golf course, if you can hit the ball straight, you're going to score well. I think today, like hole number one, all but one of my kids hit it out of bounds on hole number one. And so you're thinking, wow, you got all these penalty strokes, but yet they are able to hold it together and hit next shots and irons on the next shot that really do well. And Jace's iron game was really improving as the year went on.
Like I said, I know you're proud of all five that golfed today, and also Gabe Smith. Unfortunately, you couldn't take six, but I know Gabe had a lot to do with what you did this spring here. Coach, congratulations on another state championship, and enjoy it, man.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Dusty, for all your help. I just want to make sure we mention that all five golfers, like you said, were in the top eight, with Eli Pond as a senior that will be going out, Reed Walt, a senior that will be going out, Ross Hudson, a senior going out, and Taryn Winkle. And all four of those provided a lot of leadership for us through the year.
Thanks, Coach.